It's time for Living Thunder.
And greater is the one living inside of me than he who is living in the world. I'm holding on with all I've got to the living word of God.
Living Thunder.
Hey, hope everybody's having a great Sunday morning out there. This is Living Thunder, and this is your host, Ken Goto. For the next 2 hours, we are celebrating Christmas with you guys. So, how about if we kick this morning off with one by Lincoln Brewster? It's a song called Shout for Joy. But you know, guys, the only way that you can shout for joy, true joy, is if you have the joy of Christ Jesus within you. He is the only one who places that joy within us that this world cannot take away. So here it is, Lincoln Brewster, Shout for Joy.
Thank you.
glad you could join us today here at Living Thunder celebrating Christmas. Right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. And guys, I also want to remind you that you can go to WPXZ1041FM.com, click on the Living Thunder program to listen on demand anytime, any day of the week. So right now, we're going to get back into the music for you. I'm going to give you one by Lauren Daigle, a song called What Child Is This?
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping? This is Christ the King, whom shepherds God and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, come peasant king to own him, the King. Loving heart enthroned him. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Man.
All of the heavens ringing.
grace of God. She looks upon the great I am, the gift of heaven in her hands, born to save the sons of earth. He was born to give them second birth.
What an awesome night that would have been when God came in the flesh. He was born of a virgin, Mary. And as they looked upon, as Joseph and Mary looked upon him, they was looking at the face of God, God in flesh. What an awesome God that we have, that he would come to meet us, to save us. Right now, we got one by Jeremy Camp. O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in thy dark street shine.
earth we pray. Cast down our sin and into it. Be born in us today. Abide with us, our Lord
In Luke 2, 8 through 20, it says, "And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger.' Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angels, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests.' When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about.' So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the babe who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told." You see, what a glorious night it was. The night that God came to man through this one, through his one and only Son, Jesus, Son of the Most High. A glorious night as the heavenly host appeared with the angels and they praised God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest and on peace to men on whom his favor rests." My hope today is that God's favor rests upon you. That because of what Jesus came to this earth and accomplished for all mankind, that you now have that personal walk with Jesus because you have asked Jesus to save you and make you whole. You see, the most spectacular thing about Christmas is that God came in the flesh to us so that we could once again have that walk with him. What an awesome night that was. when he came as a babe, as he lived upon the earth, and then as he gave his life upon the cross, so that we could have new life in him, and so that we could have a way to come into the kingdom of heaven, so that we can be where he is. What an awesome God that we have, that on that glorious night, the angel said, "Glory in highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When we have that walk with Jesus, we have a peace that passes all understanding. But above that, we have a rest for our soul. What an awesome God that we have, who would come and give the greatest gift one could ever receive. It leads us into our next song. It's by Chris Tomlin. It's a song called "Glory in the Highest."
There is no God, the light of the world.
John 1, 6 through 13 says, "There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of husband's will, but born of God." You see, guys, Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, made it possible for us to become children of God, to receive a forgiveness, to receive a life-changing love, an eternal hope, being made new by being born in the Spirit. And so how does this take place? Well, you see, it's about making room in your heart, in your life, for the one true King, believing that Jesus gave his life, pouring out his blood, so that your sin can be forgiven. It's by believing that Jesus rose from the grave, conquering sin and death, so that you can be made new in him, so that you can be freed from the bondage of sin. So let me ask you this question. Will you make room for the King of Kings in your life so that you can have a personal walk with him today? My hope is that you would say yes to that and ask Jesus into your life today, that you would be able to experience what it means to have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords reigning within your life, having that personal walk with you, because he would anoint you with the Holy Spirit, anointing you with a life-changing love that changes every aspect of your life, and being able to have an eternal hope, knowing that you have that rest that's only found in Jesus and a peace to carry you through. Will you make room for a King, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Leads us into our next song. It's by Ashes Remain. It's a song called Room for a King.
redemption has come. Let the whole world be found. The burden is heavy and the journey so long. We must keep the faith and we must carry on. He is all we need. Let's make room for a king. He is all we need. Let's make room.
That was one by Unspoken, a song called Christmas Every Day. You know, the awesome thing about having that walk with Jesus, you see, it is Christmas every day. Because every day is a blessing because of being able to serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to share the hope that He gives and the message that you can be redeemed and made whole today. Right now, we got one by Koss. It came upon a midnight clear.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all-gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Still through the cloven skies they come, with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music floats o'er all the weary world. Above its sad and lonely plains, they bend on hovering wing, and ever over its babble sounds the blessed angels sing.
Just tuning in, you are listening to Living Thunder. We are on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. It's great to be with you guys for another Sunday celebrating Christmas here at Living Thunder. Right now, we got an awesome one by For King and Country, a song called Little Drummer Boy.
gates hold me, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. A newborn king to see, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-ra-pa-pum-pum. The king, power up a pom pom, rump a pom pom, rump a pom pom. So to honor him, power up a pom pom. When we
was for King and Country, Little Drummer Boy. Hey guys, this next song I'm going to play is a song from Sidewalk Prophets, and it's an interesting song. So listen to the words within this song. It's a song called Hey Moon.
Hey, hey moon, it's funny how time just flies. Yesterday we were just kids, hanging in the sky, staying up all night. Hey, hey moon, do you ever get a tear in your eye when you think about the time the God came down? I couldn't help myself, I had to shine so bright. I remember that newborn baby and the wise men that traveled so far. That's when I knew I was made for a reason. I feel like the luckiest star. Hey moon. Hey, hey moon, It's funny how things have changed. I wish that they could see the things we've seen before the colored lights and the Christmas trees. Hey, hey moon, so many are still searching for signs. God is stirring in their hearts, they will lift their wandering eyes and see us shine. Then they'll remember that newborn baby and the wise men that traveled so far. They'll know they were made for a reason. I feel like the luckiest star. Hey moon, hey moon, hey moon. Silent night, holy night, oh. All is bright. I remember that newborn baby and the wise men that traveled so far. I know I was made for a reason. I feel like the luckiest star. Hey, moon.
No crowds were waiting, no royal celebration, just a humble father and a blessed young mother and the sound of hope and peace from the cries of a homeless king. The angels sing, glory in the highest. The wise men came, 'cause they knew you were the one. And the shepherds saw, with eyes full of wonder, the king has come. Jesus, our Savior. One holy moment they held you closely, and all creation looked on in adoration. Christ is the Lord. is here. Jesus is here. Oh, fall on your knees. He is here. Jesus is here. Christ is the Lord, and He is here. Oh, Jesus is here.
One by North Point Inside Out, a song called Jesus Our Savior. Jesus Our Savior has come. He has come to rescue and save. And all now that we have to do is call upon the name of Jesus Christ and be saved. He came. He laid down His life and poured out His blood for the forgiveness of sin. He rose from the grave, conquering sin and death so that we could have new life in Him. So that we can be saved and have an eternal hope that's only found in Jesus. Right now, we got one by Danny Cokey, a song called Mary Did You Know.
Did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered would soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Oh, Mary, did you know that your baby boy storm with His hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels tread? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect land? This sleepy child you're holding is the great I am.
When the faithful come to adore him, it means that we are a follower of Jesus, because we adore the one true God who came in the flesh through Christ Jesus to save us, the creator, sustainer, and deliverer. And you see, if we are a follower of Jesus, then what's then that you're going to understand what Ephesians 2, 8 through 10 means. It says God saved you by a special favor when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it. You see, it's a free gift from God, so we can't earn it. It's about calling upon the name of Jesus Christ, believing that he came in the flesh, that he gave and poured out his life upon the cross, and he rose from the grave conquering sin and death, so that we could receive this great gift, the greatest gift one could ever receive. And when you understand this, you understand that for we are God's masterpiece. He created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. You see, each and every one of us is made in a special way. So when we call upon the name of Jesus Christ, he takes that special way that we have been made and he sets the plan of our life in place so that we can truly live a life to bring glory to his name, so that we can live a life to honor him, so that we can live a life to share the message and hope with the people that surround us. It's about being in tune with the Holy Spirit so that he can guide our hearts, so that he can guide our minds in the path of righteousness. Ephesians 3:7 says, "By God's special favor and mighty power, I've been given the wonderful privilege of serving him by spreading this good news." You see, we are God's masterpiece, and when we are made new in him, well, you see, we experience the same power that raised Christ from the dead now lives within us through the Holy Spirit. And we now have that privilege, that wonderful privilege of serving him and spreading the good news. You see, Jesus is the greatest gift one can ever receive. Because when we receive the gift of salvation, we receive the Holy Spirit. We receive new life. We receive an eternal hope. We receive a grace that's undeserved. And we once again have that walk with the Father through Christ Jesus, who is the Son of the Most High. You see, it's then that we experience the heart of God. And it gives us a desire to share Jesus with the world. So this Christmas, why not make this Christmas different by giving Christmas away? In other words, share the message and hope of Jesus with the people that surround you. Share what Jesus has done in your life. It leads us into our next song. It's a song by Matthew West. It's a song called "Give This Christmas Away." Amy Grant helping him out on this one.
What if I told you you had the power to give someone hope beyond their wildest dreams? What if I told you it's right there in your hands, in your hands? It's hard to imagine how something so small can make all the difference, tear down the tallest wall. What if December looked different this year? What if we all just give this Christmas away? If there's love in your heart, don't let it stay there. Give this Christmas away, and your life will be changed by the gift you receive when you give this Christmas. told you, you have the power to give someone hope far beyond their wildest dreams.
What if December looked different this year? Yeah, what if we all just give this Christmas away? If there's love in your heart, don't let it stay there.
You see, guys, when we give Christmas away, we share the message and hope that's only found in Jesus. So in turn, we see a little bit of heaven everywhere. When we talk about our relationship with Jesus, it's sharing the truth in our life that comes from Romans. And in Romans 5:5, it says, "And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love." You see, when we are sharing the message and hope of Jesus, we understand what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we have this hope that will not lead to disappointment. Because we have the Holy Spirit as God's guarantee living within us, filling our hearts with his love. Romans 5:8-11 says, "But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right with God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his son while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God." Allow a little piece of heaven to be everywhere by sharing Jesus with the people that you surround yourself with this Christmas season. And as the year goes on, you see, it's celebrating Christmas every day because we get to serve Jesus as our Lord and Savior each day of the year. It's about being a follower of Jesus. Leads us into our next song. It's by Francesco Battistelli, and it's a song called "Heaven Everywhere."
This time of year, it's Christmas time. There's something in the air. There's a little bit of heaven everywhere. or maybe we're just slightly more aware. There's a little
outsider. You came in for the least of these. You came in for the broken hearts and lifted us off our knees. We saw a light in the sky. We followed home through the night. Now we can sing. He's here, Christ the King. Tear down our hate, to bear the burden that we could not take. You came here to restore our lives. You are the treasure that we could not buy. We saw a light in the sky, and we followed home through the night. Now we can sing. He's here, Christ the King.
Yeah. blood of the Lamb that was shed on the cross, all things made new. Came for the broken, the heart of perfection that we love to. A love on display that saves, a beauty that's making a way. Who took all my sin, shame, and guilt and threw it away. Free from it all. You know only God get the glory. See light in a path where I become second and live to be his story. Yeah, we are messengers living to give every breath and all that I be. Giving all of ourselves to who's on the throne, Christ our King.
Pacing round like little boys do, and in his hands he held a pair of shoes. And his clothes were worn and old, he was dirty from head to toe. And when it came his time to pay, I couldn't believe what I heard him say. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile. Wanted to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. They counted pennies for what seemed like years. Then the cashier said, son, there's not enough here. He searched his pockets frantically. Then he turned and he looked at me. He said, Mama made Christmas good at our house, though most years she just did without. Tell me, sir, what am I gonna do? Somehow I've gotta buy her these Christmas shoes. So I laid the money down. I just had to help him out. And I'll never forget the look on his face when he said, Mama's gonna look so great. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile. And I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. I knew I'd caught a glimpse of heaven's love as he thanked me and ran out. I knew that God had sent that little boy to what Christmas is all about.
Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size.
sick for quite a while. No, these shoes will make her smile. Want her to look beautiful if mama meets Jesus tonight.
Was won by a new song, a song called The Christmas Shoes. Hey guys, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Living Thunder. We are on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10, and it's great to be with you guys for another Sunday celebrating Christmas. And right now we got one by Crowder. It's a song called The First Noel.
No.
angels sing.
Christ by highest heaven.
bit of Wren Collective there for you. A song called Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Right now, we got one by the Newsboys. A song called Jingle Bell Rock.
Yonder breaks a new enclosure.
If you're just tuning in, you are celebrating Christmas with us here at Living Thunder. And right now, I would like to thank the Living Thunder sponsors, and they include Steffi Chapel, who invites you to join them each Sunday morning for services. Worship service begins there at 8:30, and Sunday school begins at 9:30. Paradise Community Church, who welcomes you to attend their services. Sunday morning worship begins there at 9:30, with Sunday school following at 10:45. Kavod Methodist Church, everyone is welcome to attend their services. Sunday school begins there at 9 o'clock, with worship service beginning at 10 a.m. And all individuals who make donations to the ministry, we thank each and every one of them for their generosity, which allows us to share the message and hope of Jesus on the air. And guys, I also want to remind you that you can go to WPXZ1041FM.com, click on the Living Thunder program to listen on demand anytime, any day of the week. We got one by Zach Williams, Run, Run, Rudolph.
Rocking around.
few fun songs there for you. That was Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Mercy Me. Hey guys, you know, it's Christmas time, and we can truly celebrate that the birth of Jesus was prophesied 600 years before God came in the flesh through Jesus. Prophesied that he would be born in Bethlehem, that he would be our peace. And in Micah 5, 2 through 5, it says this, "But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clan of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore, Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor gives birth, and the rest of her brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach the ends of the earth, and he will be their peace. He is the Son of the Most High, born in Bethlehem, God in flesh who came to save mankind," prophesied 600 years before the birth of Christ happened. What an awesome God that we have when we can truly look at the Old Testament and how it goes along with the New Testament. The truth of the gospel stands. Leads us into our next song. It's by Third Day, and it's a song called Born in Bethlehem.
Given for all men, for to be the holy son of God.
You see, guys, when we are made new in Jesus' name, we have a Christmas hope, a living hope, and he is Jesus. 1 Peter 1:3-6 says this, "Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have to suffer grief in all kinds of trials." In those verses, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection. When Jesus Christ rose from the grave, we now can receive that living hope because he is alive. And even though, you know, we have that walk with Jesus, we will suffer grief and we will have all kinds of trials. But if we have that walk with Jesus, we have a peace that passes all understanding that will carry us through, that will give us that peace so that we can truly look at the joy that he has placed within our life, realizing that in Jesus, we are blessed beyond measure. And our living hope is to know that we are secured in him for all eternity. My hope is that you would share the Christmas hope by sharing the message of Jesus this Christmas. If Jesus has touched your life and changed you forever, share that message with the world so that all may experience his great love, his mercy, and his grace. You see, at Christmas time, we can share a living hope because that's what Christmas is about. It's about God coming in the flesh to save all mankind. And when you call upon the name of Jesus Christ, you can be saved. Share that Christmas hope with the people that surround you this Christmas. Leads us into our last song for the day. It's by a new song, and it's a song called The Christmas Hope.
Christmas would just pass her by, nothing could reach her or answer her questions. Why she feels so alone, she wonders if all hope is gone. Hope is a candle.
Heart
share the Christmas hope by sharing the message of Jesus with the people that surround you this Christmas and live life loving God. This is Living Thunder. This is your host, Ken Goto, saying farewell, and I'll see you next Sunday morning right here on Living Thunder.